I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Amen. Clap your two hands together. Come on, do it better. Do it better. Do it better. Hallelujah. Say help from above. Say help from above. The Holy Spirit is our help from above. Is our help from above. The Holy Spirit, when men were in need, when men were helpless, when men were indeed helpless, God, who is our help, decided to show forth in the personality, in the dimension that is in charge of help. The Holy Spirit is the office of the Lord that is in charge of help. What I'm trying to say is that the Holy Spirit is God. Tell somebody, the Holy Spirit is God. And when God wants to help men, he comes in the form of the Holy Spirit. Repeat it again. Say, the Holy Spirit is God. In Acts chapter 5, go to Acts chapter 5. Help us, Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 5, verse 4. When Peter was speaking to Ananias, everyone listen. When Peter was speaking to Ananias, he said, while it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not thine in thy own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but thou hast lied unto God. Amen. Oh, amen. So the Holy Spirit in verse 3, go to verse 3. You see that he mentioned the Holy Spirit and then he said, you have not lied. Verse 3, he said, but Peter said to Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to who? Come on, are you reading? To lie to who? So Peter is saying, Ananias, what you are saying, you are actually lying to the Holy Spirit. Then in verse 4, he said, you have not lied unto man, but you have lied unto. So the Holy Spirit is not a man. Tell someone, the Holy Spirit is not a human being. He also did not say that the Holy Spirit is an animal. He's not a dove. He's not a dove or any other animal they will try to use to represent the Spirit of God. He did not say that you have lied to fire, so he's not fire. He did not say that you have lied to the oil, because the Holy Spirit is not oil. He's not a thing. Tell someone, the Holy Spirit is not a thing. But he said you have lied unto God. So the Holy Spirit is God. But what I want you to understand is that my whole message this morning is for you to understand that when God wants to help a man, he comes in the form of the Holy Ghost. That's what I want you to understand. That's why the song the choir sang is very, very prophetic. That we cannot do without him. We cannot do. He's the personality of God that extends help. He's the office of the Father in charge of helps. It's like the helps minister. Like the health minister. When God wants to help, he comes in the form of the Spirit, in the forms of the Holy Ghost. Look at that in John 14, verse 26. Jesus saw that they were sad. He saw that they were helpless. He saw that they needed help. And he told them in verse 26, well, when the helper, who is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send will come, he will help you in knowledge. He will teach you all things. He will help your knowledge. He will help your ignorance. He will help your forgetfulness. He will remind you of all things. Say, help from above. The Holy Spirit is the help of God from above. Jesus says that, I know the things I'm saying you forget. I know you don't understand a lot. But when the Holy Spirit comes, He will bring you help. He will bring you help. This month of June, may the Holy Spirit help you. Let your amen be the loudest. May the Holy Spirit help you. May the Holy Spirit help you. Can I hear your loudest amen? Clap your two hands together. And that is why in John 16 verse 7, it said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come. The helper will not come. You need help. I must go so that help will come. Jesus says, I am not the one in charge of help. It is the Spirit. It's another personality of God. And that personality of God is called the Holy Ghost. He's in charge of help. So if I do not leave you, I can't help you. I can't help you. I'll do it for you, but I cannot help you. But when He comes, He can help you to do it for yourself. He can help you to carry it out for yourself. He can help you to achieve it for yourself. I declare, whatever your ability cannot do, whatever your own strength cannot achieve, in this month of June, may the Spirit of God help you from above. May the Spirit help you to achieve it. May the Spirit help you to achieve it. Whatever you have set as your goals for the year that you cannot achieve by yourself, may the Spirit help you to achieve. Clap your two and shout, help from above. Help from above. The Holy Spirit. And that is what Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 26. He said, but when the helper comes, when the helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, He will testify of me. When the helper comes, the help of God, the Holy Spirit, the help minister of God, the help minister. What do you want to do with your life? What do you want to achieve with your life? How far do you want to get to? You need the help of God. And help of God is in the Holy Spirit. He's the one we depend on. He's the one Jesus said will help us. He's the one Jesus said will assist us. He's the one Jesus said when He comes, we can do more than He did. And we can reach farther than He got to. He is the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus told them, I will not leave you helpless. The King James says, I will not leave you comfortless. But the New King James says, I will not leave you helpless. But I will come back unto you. I will send unto you the Father, that when He comes, He will help you. May someone be helped in this month. I don't know what your heart is after, but may the Spirit of the Lord help you. May He help your spiritual life. May He help your physical life. May He help your marital life. May He help your academic life. May He help you in all ways at all times. May He be your present help in time of need. Can I hear your loudest amen if you are here? Before a human being will arrive, it may be too late. But the Spirit of God, He is your ever-present help. Are you hearing what I'm saying? By the time you are calling my phone, by the time I wake up to answer, or I go to where I'm keeping my phone, it may be too late. By the time you are calling your uncle, it may be too late. By the time you are calling your father, it may be too late. But we have one who is the advocate, who is the helper, who is the one who steps in, who is our standby. He is ever present than your mother. He is ever present than your father. He is ever present than your closest pal. He is ever present than anyone who has ever promised you. I pray that this month, may the Holy Ghost appear to you. May He be your helper. May He be your helper. Anya will go up for. May He be your helper. In every way, at all times, may the Spirit of the Lord be your helper. Clap your two hands. Say, Lord, help me. Shakaparakata. It should be your prayer. That Lord help me. 2026, we are already in the middle. Lord, I need your help. Holy Spirit of God, I need your help. I have plans to achieve. I have destiny to fulfill. I am failing in certain areas of my life. But Spirit of the Lord, I need your help. I need your assistance. I need your help. It should be your prayer. So anytime you find yourself in distress, anytime you find yourself in trouble, anytime you find yourself in a position where you feel you don't measure up to, where you feel you don't have what it takes, you are not eloquent enough, or you are not fluent enough, or you check the people who are entering into the interview together with you, you can know that you are in a way limited. Anywhere you feel incapacitated, or you feel not enough or insufficient, that is where you must begin to speak in the Holy Ghost and say, Kaparakata Kabarakata, Barikatu Zekikatalabaha, Brendolo Zulabahasa. Holy Ghost, I need your help. Help ministry of the Lord. I need your help. You said I will not be helpless. I cannot be helpless in this interview. You said I will not be helpless. I cannot be helpless in this bidding. You said I cannot be helpless. So I will not be helpless in this journey. I will not be helpless in this car. I will not be helpless at this plan that I have for the year. Shout, I will not be helpless. Clap your two hands for the Lord. I will not leave you helpless. I'll pray the Father and he will send you. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit is our number one helper. It's our number one helper. It's our ever-present help in times of need. Now, when the Holy Spirit doesn't help you, it's like God is not helping you. Hello? Because the Holy Spirit is God, according to what I've just explained to you. Peter said, you have lied to the Holy Ghost. You have not lied to man, but to God. He is just an aspect of God that handles help. That handles help. When men cry on earth, it is the Holy Spirit that responds with help. Yeah. Judgment, according to Jesus, is reserved for the Father. The time and the how of judgment, according to Jesus, is reserved for the office of the Father. But help, according to Jesus, is in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that can help you. So when you need help, it's not the Father you call. Who do you call? The Holy Ghost. Shaka parakatas. Parakatas. I need you, Lord. Save me, Father. Save me, Holy Spirit. I need you, Lord. Reach out to the Holy Spirit. Call upon the Spirit of God that I am failing in this area of my life. I need your help. I want to be spiritual. I want to be holy. I need your help. I want to be strong. I need your help. I want to pass these exams. Parakatash, Brendo, Sete, Limanusha. I need your help. That in any area of your life where you see that you need help and not judgment, you call the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You call the God. He is the ever present help. He is the office of the Father in charge of help. And Kineab told the woman, why are you crying to call for help for me? For me, I cannot help you unless God helps you. What he was trying to say is that unless the Spirit of God helps you, unless the Spirit of God helps you, I cannot help. I cannot help. Unless the Spirit of God helps you, I cannot help. Unless the Spirit of God helps you, I cannot help. Unless the Spirit of God helps you, I cannot help. No man can help you unless the Spirit of God helps you. I hear what I'm saying. I hear what I'm saying. Because it's the Spirit of God that gives favor. Favor is a spirit. See, it's a spirit. It's the Spirit of God that will communicate favor so that you will be helped. It's the Spirit of God that convicts. is the Spirit of God. Bible says that when he comes, he shall convict the world. So the Spirit of God that convinces people. Now, Charlie, let me help this brother. Oh, Charlie, let me invest my money into this lady's business. Let me assist this brother. Let me assist this woman. Let me gift him this car. Or let me gift him this house. Or let me gift him this money. Or let me give him capital for this thing. It's the Spirit of God that convicts people. Listen to me. Whatever you need, there is a certain human being on earth who can give it to you. But he will not give it to you unless the Spirit of God has convicted him. That is what hell from above. Unless the Spirit of the Lord has touched his heart. Unless the Spirit of God has revealed you to him. Unless the Spirit of God has communicated help. Men only deliver into our hands what the Spirit has released in the Spirit. That is why I said, let it be on earth as it is where. So it must first be in heaven. It must first be according to the order of heaven. It must first be released so that men can deliver it. Men are just courier agents. Amen. Do you know courier services? Delivery services. Men are just delivery agents. They just deliver what has been sent them by the source. So the source could be a crammer, but the delivery agent will be one gentleman. So what you got is not from that gentleman. Even though that gentleman delivered it to your hands or gave it to you, but all good and all perfect gifts, where does it come from? Does it come from a gentleman? Does it come from a lady? Does it come from a human being? All good and all perfect gifts, they come from above, from the Father, but it is delivered through the help of a delivery. Through the help of the Spirit. May the Spirit of God help you this month. May the Spirit of God assist you. May you receive whatever the Father has desired for you. May you receive whatever you have prayed to the Father for. May the Spirit of the Lord carry it to your hands, carry it to your house, carry it to your bank account, carry it into your life. Clap your two hands and receive help. Clap your two hands together. Am I speaking? It's very, very important. So when the Spirit of the Lord helps you, that is when men can help you. That's when men can help you. Now, when the Spirit of the Lord is helping you, he helps you to have fellowship with the Father. Write it down. Have you written the first one? The first one, he helps you by making men help you. Helps you by making men help you. That's the first one. But the second one, that when the Spirit of the Lord is helping you, he helps you to fellowship with the Father. He helps you to be able to live the Christian life, to be able to pray, to be able to talk to God, to be able to fellowship with God, to be able to communicate with God, to be able to pray. He helps you. Without the Holy Spirit, you cannot say you are talking to God. How? You cannot say you are relating with God. How? God is a spirit. So it is his spirit that gives you access to fellowship. Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. But because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son. Everybody take note. God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart, crying, Abba Father. Because you are a child of God, the Lord has sent the spirit of his son, the Holy Ghost. Everybody say Holy Ghost. To help you by relating with God as your father. So nobody can have fellowship with God as his father without the spirit. Because it's the second thing the Holy Spirit does for us. When he's with you and he's helping you, he helps you for men to help you. But the second thing is that he also helps you to relate and to fellowship with the Father. It is the Spirit, the Holy Ghost in you that Christ our Father is the Holy Ghost in you that helps you to relate with the Father. Tell somebody by you, you cannot fellowship with God without the Holy Ghost. It is the aspect of God that welcomes fellowship, that facilitates fellowship, that makes fellowship possible. It is the aspect of God. It is the office of the Father that helps fellowship to be possible. Called the Holy Ghost. Clap your two hands. Clap your two hands. Clap your two hands. Number three. It is the Holy Spirit that helps you to live the practical Christian life. I would say practical Christian life. Do you know that there is the verbal profession of faith, and there is the practical demonstration of faith? Say verbal procession of faith. Hello, say verbal procession of faith. That is why the Bible says that we should hold fast the profession of our faith. So there is the verbal profession of your faith, where you say, I'm a child of God. I'm a Christian. When they even put maybe a knife on your neck, you say, I'm a child of God. But putting the verbal profession of your faith, there is also the practical demonstration of your faith. That is where a lot of believers are found wanting. A lot of you, when you enter into an office, they ask you, what's your name? So, I'm called Regina Abna Sewa something something. Akoto. Regina Abna Sewa Akoto. Four powerful names. Sounds very nice. Then they will ask you, okay, gender, obvious, female. They'll ask you, religion, what will you write? Come on, talk to me. What will you write? Regina Abra Sewa Koto. Is he not Christian? I'm not a Muslim. I'm a Christian. That is what verbal profession of your faith. But there are instances where we don't need the verbal profession of your faith, but we have to look at or assess your practical demonstration or your practical manifestation, your character, to determine whether you are Muslim or to determine whether you are Christian or to determine whether you are pagan. Are you following what I'm saying? Ask the one by you, what are you? Are you a Christian? Or you are part of the others? I said you should ask somebody. Don't look at me, Steve. I said ask somebody. Are you a Christian? Amen. And as I'm preaching, nobody should be watching videos and playing game. Your phone will get spot to fall into water when you live here. If you use your phone to be doing those things. I've been hearing complaints that some of you that are sitting by you, you are just playing game. What's happening? If you do that in the church, the next time you walk out, your phone will fall into gutter. You don't even respect God. You have left your house to church and you are WhatsApping and you are chatting and you are playing game, the guys. And you are doing all sort of things online. Follow the teachings. For you to be able to live a practical Christian life, I said you need the help of who? Hello, the help of who? There is a saying that talk is cheap. True or not true? Yeah, you can just write Christian. But when you are now faced 50-50, it's either you turn your back and you sin. Otherwise, you are going to lose this opportunity. That is where we will know whether you will sin and grab the opportunity and come and stand here and say, praise God. God has done it. Meanwhile, you went to sin and you got it. Yeah. When they said they will not give it to you unless you sleep with them, that is when we will know whether you are a Christian or not. When they said they will not grant you access unless you lie, unless you do something, that's when we will know whether you are a Christian or not. So that is what I'm talking about. Practical manifestation of your faith. Demonstration of your faith. And that one is possible. It's what the Bible calls the fruits of the Spirit. Say the fruits of the Spirit. What are the fruits of the Spirit? Galatians chapter 5. Go there. The fruits of the Spirit. Verse 22. The fruits of the Spirit is what? Love. Ever, let's mention it. It's the demonstration of love. Loving your neighbor as yourself. Not loving people who are lovable. Hello? If you love the lovable, what have you done? You only sowed what you want to reap. Hello? Hello? It's like Christmas time. People give food to neighbors who can reciprocate. True or not true? When I was growing up, that was the sharing formula for the food. When they send me that, carry this, I know those foods, they are put into flour bowls. How many of you, your parents had flour bowl? Those kind of a tough formula and one chicha. Flour bowl. And whether they are from Togo or Nigeria, that kind of round. Then you carry it like that, then they cover it. Or sometimes, depending on the level of the person, then they put it in the basket for you, then you carry it to your next neighbor. It's Christmas. Jollof and chicken. You yourself, you are angry because what they will give you is very small. Then they are rather sharing the food. But your mother is sharing the food because she has expectation that woman too will pound fufu and will also share. True or not true? I don't know about your house, but that's how mine was. Amen. So that is being kind to someone who will also be kind to you. That is loving the lovable. It's not difficult to love people who are good. They treat you nicely, they take good care of you. They show you love. When you are loving such a person, is it difficult? Hello, talk to me. Is it difficult? It is so smooth and so nice and so easy. Effortless. It's like they make loving them effortless. But before you wake up, he has sent you Momo. Sent you Momo. Paid your school fees. You see that you love that person very well. I love my father because he paid my fees. He did this. They made it effortless for you to love them. Or that friend, he checks up on you, cares for you. It's like he's the best of friends you have. Why? Because he's a lovable person. So that is not the love we are talking about. We are talking about the love that Jesus demonstrated by loving the unlovable, loving those who cannot reciprocate. Loving those who cannot give you back what you give them. Imagine preparing that same jollof, that same chicken, that same basket, that same bowl, and your mother added malt and gave it to you to go and give it to that blind man who is homeless, who sits under the tree. Imagine that one. Some of you never saw something like that. All the people your parents sent you to go and give them gifts, they were people who already had, who could also cook and also bring. May you demonstrate the true love of Christ. That is why the Bible says that the fruit of the Spirit is love. It's not that one. It's the one that you get nothing in return. The one that you give without expecting. The one that the person has not been good to you, and yet you pay the person in return with love. That is what the agape love of God. The agape love of God. From today, may you begin to love people who don't deserve it. Ah, let your amen be the loudest. Let your amen be the loudest. May you begin to love people who don't deserve it. May you begin to love people who don't qualify. May you begin to love people who don't deserve it. Can I hear your loudest amen? Clap your two hands for the Lord. That you be kind to people who don't deserve it. Love, joy, peace. What is joy? When things are not working, and yet you always find a way of putting on a smile. You always find a way of showing that you are happy, you are okay. That is joy. That's not happiness. And that can only be possible by the help of the Spirit. Just like love. Because Romans 5 verse 5 tells us that it's the love of God that is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. So it's the Holy Spirit that helps us to love. And it's the Holy Spirit that helps us to have joy. You cannot have joy without the Holy Ghost. Is the one that empowers your human spirit. Now, listen to me. When we talk about the fruits of the Spirit, it's not the Holy Spirit that bears them. Hello? Tell somebody about it. It's not the Holy Spirit that bears them. When we talk about the fruits of the Spirit, it's not the Holy Spirit that must bear them for you. No. The Holy Spirit empowers your spirit. Your human spirit. Because you are born again. You have the Spirit of God. Your spirit is from God. And you have been revived. Regenerated. So when you receive the Holy Spirit, He empowers your human spirit to be joyful. So that even though physically things are not well, but as long as you are in touch with the Holy Spirit, you'll see that you are joyful. You see that you are joyful. People can hardly tell that something is wrong with you. But the moment the devil is able to rob you of the presence of the Lord or to rob you of fellowship with the Holy Spirit, everybody will know you are in trouble. Everybody will know that something is not working for you. Because you lack the helper who will make you joyful in the face of trouble. But from today, may the Holy Spirit help you. Your amen can be better. I said, may the Holy Spirit help you. May He help you to be joyful when there is no money in your pocket. May He help you to be joyful when you don't have a job. May He help you to be joyful when you don't have, you know, there are times that you don't have money. There are times that you don't have a job. Or there are times that things are rough in your work. And in those times, have you wondered that you were able to make it to church every day? You were enthused. You were energetic. You were walking all the way from Odoko to Mensko or wherever you come from. You were walking for shepherding, walking for rehearsals. You walk in, you walk back, walking for church. Whether rain or shine, you're able to walk through the rain. But there is no money on you. There is no food in your house. What gave you the energy to do those things without you feeling the pressure, without you feeling the financial pressure the devil is putting on you? It is called the joy of the Holy Spirit. Say the joy of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that has empowered your human spirit to be joyful. But now, that same person, you can find yourself another season of your life where you don't really pray, where you are not really reading the scriptures, where you are not really, you know, having consistent devotion, when your spiritual life has gone down. It looks like the devil has succeeded in separating you, where it's like you have gone far from God, where you can't feel the Holy Ghost, you can't feel the fire. Am I speaking to somebody? You can't feel the way you used to feel. You see that same person, when you go through that same situation, this time around, you will give excuses that I couldn't come for rehearsal because I didn't have money. But some time ago, you were walking to rehearsals. What has changed?
That same person will not come to church, say it is raining. But some time ago, you can go through the rain, even on empty pockets, and go to church. That same person, nothing has changed, though. He's still in financial hardship. Things are not working. Marriage is not working. But he's still able to clean. He's still able to go to church. He's still able to go for shepherding. He walked in and out. What has changed? What has changed is that this time around, he has been separated from God. This time around, he doesn't have the Holy Spirit actively involved in his life. This time around, the joy is not there because the Holy Ghost is not there. This time around, the presence of the Lord is not with him. So he cannot carry the burden he was able to carry joyfully today, even though the situation has not changed. Yeah. I'm giving you a very, very secret diagnosis. So when you see people who were able to face all challenges and were serving God, and today they can't face those same challenges and serve God, the reason is because they are disconnected from the Holy Spirit. It's either they are living in sin, they are sinning, so God is not with them. Or the devil has been able to kill their fellowship with God with depression. So they don't feel like praying, they don't feel like doing anything. So you see that they wake up and they even feel like dying. Once you get yourself into that mood of depression where you can't pray, you can't do anything, it's like you lose joy. You lose the Spirit of God, so you lose joy. And when you lose joy, the same things you used to do with ease, you cannot do them no longer. Clap your two hands for the Lord. So it is the Holy Spirit that helps us to manifest the fruits of the Spirit. Joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, the Holy Spirit. He will help you to be patient. The way your heart keeps skyrocketing is the Holy Spirit. When you have the Holy Spirit, he can put you in control, like in check. He can put you in check, under control. Tell someone, allow the Holy Spirit to put you under control. Allow the Holy Spirit to put you in check. Because your heart rises and falls. You get upset at any time. Your heart rises and falls irregularly, anyway, anyhow, anytime, by heart. What instrument do they use to check the heart when it's rising up and down? What?
Sphygmomanometer.
So like she said, that meter checks the heart. That meter, it checks the heart. You, when they put that meter on your heart, it rises and drops rough off. When they are playing with you small, you are there already. You are angry already. When we smile at you are angry. He smiled at me because he's trying to say that. That's why he smiled at me. You don't know me, I know. When they don't smile at you too, I told you, nobody likes me here. Nobody. The instrumentalist, are you following me? Come and sit here. Come and sit here. Where you are? You are too far. Come and sit down. Amen. Come and sit down so you come in my pictures. Otherwise, we'll mark you absent. Come to them, this place. Amen. Please, are you following what I'm saying? But when the Holy Spirit, the more Holy Spirit you have, you will see that your temperament is cooling down. See that? That is why people who were not born again, see that those days they can be very quick tempered. But when they really become truly born again, there is a way the Holy Spirit calms them. There's a way the Holy Spirit helps them to be in control, to have self-control. You see that they have come far. They cannot control themselves. They cannot keep themselves without misbehaving, no matter the pressure. Call the Holy Spirit. See, you cannot do that unless you have a help.
Because sometimes the thing is very, very provocative. The thing is very, very annoying. Sometimes something in you is boiling. But you need something else to tell you that, Charlie, Bashi, Bashi, cool down. Cool down. Tell somebody, cool down. Cool down. You are rising too much. All of a sudden, we can see all your veins on your face. Cool down. All of a sudden, your eyes are reddening. Cool down. But it's by the Holy Spirit. It's by the Holy Spirit. I'm a personal example. I was very quick-tempered growing up. Very quick. In fact, I used to play football. I can leave the ball, chase you, and kick you and go back, whether they score me or not. Like, I'm just hurt that you did something to me. So, like, can you imagine, defender, that you are... Then, I just leave the ball, whether they score me or not, I have to chase the striker, make sure that I kick him, if, like, show me card, like, and if you ask me a question too, I cannot talk, because I was stammering, so, like, I can't talk, like, clear back. Have you seen those people? Like, they can't talk, unless they do their like, huh? When I'm angry, you don't ask me questions. Because I can't talk. You know, but it's been ages. It's been a long while. But I remember those days. Very, very hot tempered. But I realized that it's the Holy Spirit. There are some of you who are my spiritual sons and daughters. When you came in, I saw your temperament level. I saw how quick tempered you were. And today, when I watch you, I say that, Charlie, now, yeah, he has changed, oh. He has really changed. Hey. Clap your two hands together. Say, the Holy Spirit is helping us. So if you are still here and your temperament is still beyond control, it means that you have not yielded to the Holy Spirit. You are not doing well. You must allow the Spirit of God to help you. He's your painkiller, long suffering. He will help you to suffer long until your time of blessing appears without giving up. From today, may you never give up. May no pressure make you succumb to the plans of the devil for your life. May no pressure make you backslide. May you be able to stand strong until the word of God for your life come to pass. Clap your two hands and say, help me, Lord. Clap your two hands and celebrate the Lord. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the help of God from above. It's the help of God from above. Is the help of God from above. He helps us. He assists us. That is why people who were using the scriptures, their lives were changed. Look at the people who were using scriptures. For example, the disciples. Judas was with Jesus. So the Holy Spirit had not come. So he was stealing. If he had not killed himself, guess what? He would have changed after the day of Pentecost. But he ended it himself. Look at Peter. He was temperamental, fighting, cutting people's ear, and all sort of things. Murderous tendency. He had a meddling tendency. He can easily kill people because small thing, fisherman, then he will bring the knife. But after the Holy Spirit came, we never saw Peter fighting. In fact, when they wanted to kill him, he surrendered. And he told them, don't crucify me the same like my Lord Jesus. He's greater than me. So turn me upside down. And so they said, okay, for your respect for your God. Then they turned him upside down. And they still crucified him. He could have fought for himself. He could have tried to bring out a knife like he used to. But we never saw that about him again. In fact, when someone like Paul attacked him with sharp, sharp words, we never saw that Peter withstood Paul. See that the Holy Spirit had been able to work on Peter's heart. Work on Peter's heart. May the Holy Spirit work on your character. Listen to me. When you see any Christian with a bad character, this is the diagnosis. The Holy Spirit has not taken control of his life. The Holy Spirit is not helping him or her.
He's not allowing the Holy Spirit to help him. He's living his own life. Because if the Holy Spirit is helping you, it will help you to be a good person. It will help you to love people. Difficult things, but you see that you can easily forgive. It's as though nothing happened. And people are like in fact, people are pained for you. Have you ever been in a situation where, like, people are pained, right? Like, they are even angry more than you that you were, you know, attacked, or you that you were offended. The others are more angry than you, and you are trying to forgive, and they have decided not to forgive, but their forgiveness is not needed. It's yours that is needed. So they are telling you, so who forgiveness is needed? So how can you live such a supernatural life? It's when the Holy Spirit is helping you. He makes big things look small. He makes heavy things look like God. He's holding it with you. He's holding it with you. Tell somebody about Charlie, let the Holy Spirit help you. Because all the behaviors and the characters in your father's house, you know they are bad. You know the character in your mother's house. You know, that's why you have become a Christian, but still, they are raising their head, everyone's saying, they are coming up. Once in a while, they appear. Every now and then, they show up. When you lose focus more, no, then we see what people call your true. That means the one you show us is your false. It's just a screensaver. The one you put on Sunday morning when you come to church. But the one you put on when you close. So next Sunday is the real you. You know, but it shouldn't be like that. When you receive the Holy Spirit, He is supposed to be the real you. Your spirit is supposed to be empowered to bear that fruit. To bear that fruit. That fruit of patience, long-suffering, love, forgiveness, kindness, showing people care, letting go of issues. From today, may you be a sweet Christian. Say an amen. Everybody's looking for a sweet friend. Everybody's looking for a sweet daughter. Everybody's looking for a sweet father. Like, people want you to be nice. Don't you want to have people who are nice? And so if your character is going to be characterized as this is a nice sister, this is a nice mother, this is a nice father, this is a nice gentleman. Oh, this gentleman is that they are looking at your character, not your tongues. Nobody looks at your tongue to say you're a nice person. They look at your character after you finish the tongues. How you talk to people, how you react to issues. When people have even offended you, the way it has rained, somebody will drive in soka crack or go be one. Ube ti insult no, ube ti insult no. Etu muka mu ti mu mi ofi I'm sorry. Just here, kra. Let somebody drive. Na yam bonsura testi side or kakra. Ne bin kun too many mu kakra. Abua ben so no. True or not true? In one super, sorry. No, I'm sorry. I'm one a sorry. It's in one, but sorry. But that's how he just finished blowing tongues. He just finished singing. When she was singing, the whole atmosphere was like, in one. So, God is looking for your character. Tell somebody, God is looking for your character. And it's not possible for you to live this Christian life, this practical Christian life, with good character, if you don't have the Holy Spirit. Trust me, you can't. You can't. In your father's house, everybody's a drunkard. Every man ends up a drunkard. Why will you be different? You think it is by decision. It's not only by decision. They said they will never drink, but now they are drinking. They said, they asked for them. As for me, I'll do wedding. I'll do wedding before I'll give birth. As for me, I will not let anybody sleep with me. Oh, Mali, in your house, it's not allowed. It's not allowed. If you don't have the Holy Ghost to help you, you will be shocked that because you have positioned yourself in church, it is a pastor who impregnates you and not accept the baby. So that your household demon will manifest. It happens. It happens. There are people who are not fornicating the world, they are fornicating in church. God, the devil has realized that they will not come there. So the devil meets them in church. Okay, so if Muhammad will not go to the mountain will come to Muhammad. So they know you will not come to the club. Tell Umar club. They know you will not come there. You won't drink some of the shisha. You will not do all those things. But they will package a chorister for you. They will package one small fianga chorister for you. They will package one small Oshabi for you. They will package. They will give you SU president to be. They will give you an elder in the church. They will give you a certain sweet dickness to be serving you. You will not come. So they will meet you. Tell somebody the devil is good at meeting you. If he sees you are not coming, he will meet you. That's how come sometimes you hear something that's happening in a church and you are like, hey, I saw him so yet me yes. Yes. That's when the devil decides to meet you there. Don't waste your transportation. I'll come. And the devil makes sure that you fulfill exactly what your family members are fulfilling outside. The devil will make you do it. Do it with that Christian brother. Do it with that Christian sister. Don't come there. You will not go to circle. You won't go to slave queen. You will not. They will package a Christo slave queen in the church for you. So you are in church, but you are fornicating. Because you are not allowing the Holy Spirit to help you. Clap your two hands for Jesus. Amen. But when the Holy Spirit is helping you, he will change your character. He will make you faithful. He will make you loyal. He will make you have a good character, meekness, humility, all that. He will change you. And he can change you so much that people will look at your character and they will call you a Christian. They will not look at your name. They will look at a born Muslim and they will still say he's a Christian. Why? Because of your character. Acts 11:26. What happened there? Bible says that when they saw the behavior of the believers in the city of Antioch, when they saw their behavior, then they called them Christians from that town. That's the first place the name Christian was used. The name Christian did not come by a naming ceremony. They did not outdoor the church and say, hey, from today, like they always say, from today you are Rescue World Chapel International. They did not gather the people and say, from today our new name is Christians. Wherever we find ourselves, we are known as Christians, and then they'll do a constitution. They know this group is hereafter named Christian. No. No. Bible says that when they looked at their behavior, they looked like a certain man. His name is called Christ. They looked like a certain man. So they said, these are Christ-like. These are Christ-like. These behave like Christ. These behave like Christ. These behave like Christ. That's the meaning of Christians. Christ-like. Like Christ. Like Christ. Like Christ. Christ like Christ. So people looked at their behavior, their character, and they said, that guy is a Christian. The people in your house, can they look at your behavior without listening to your first name for them to say you are a Christian? Can they look at your behavior without hearing who your mother is or who your father is or their religion for them to determine your own religion? Can they just look at you and just know that you are a Christian? But you can only be helped by the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, help me. Clap your two hands together. Rise up to your feet. There is power in your name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.